Morning, everybody. Here we are at Parshat Moed. So we'll take a little look at some of the one particular event which took place in the life of Moshe Rabbeinu. We know that we recall a number of events that took place when Moshe Rabbeinu was growing up, and so he was older than Gedula, and he became the money of Israel. So one very well-known event was we are still
seems to be different.
I think it's not the thing, it's not the beginning of the talent, is over here. The action has already begun being yoktal apoy, although it wasn't completed. Okay, let's take a look at the Chazal, which is the source of it. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, very interesting, starts out with exactly this member of Omer, Rish Lakish, Hamagbiya Yomer al Chavir, one who raises his hand to smite, Afaltish Eloi Yikom, even though he didn't actually do it. Nikro Rosha, it's called the Rosha, Shanem Abba Yomer, the Rosha, he brings this prophet. Lama Sake, why did you smite? Lama Hikiso, like that. Mara doesn't say in the past tense, why have you smited? Lama Sake, why will you smite? To imply to the Abbey, it's not enough officially, you call Nikro Rosha. Gemara continues, Ziri Amr, Ziri Amr, Chanina, Nikro Koyte. Ziri says in the name of Chanina, he called Koyte, Shanema, he means a different prophet. Rapunna, but he cocks it, Yote, Rapunna says he's worthy of having his hand cut off. Shanema, he brings a different prophet. And then the Gemara goes even further, most interesting, Rapunna, in his basin, cocks Yote. Rapunna actually cut somebody's hand off. Doesn't say he's worthy of having his hand cut off, he cut somebody's hand off. So let's take a look at Rashi before everybody gets it. Why is this a true deal? A true event. But let's look at Rashi one second. Top Yoga. The other method. Shahoyo Rogin, the happy says Kavir. He was a habitual sinner in this area. Presumably he had been warned and told off and then done everything else already. But conflict were cut and they gave him this knot. His Oliver Christian to the head, like his mother said elsewhere. There is a concept that Basin has the right to give punishments, physical punishments, that are not openly prescribed in the Torah. As we know, there's specific areas that have specific ownership in the Chilul Shabbos, Tefillah, etc., etc. Arise, own punishment, etc., etc. But there's no official, certainly not physical punishment for being a habitual aggressive, violent person. There's no punishment. Not a nice thing, but there's no multiplication. Nevertheless, Basin has a right to do this. Lastly, Siog, they get it the dollar in order to make it Siog and to keep matters in hand and under control. Otherwise, seems this was the situation where it was required. Otherwise, Takim Ishisri, Eru, Chayim, Beloy, like they said in Pekah. Yes. Okay, let's continue. I'd like to turn this to a slightly more halakhic angle of what it means, Nikro Rosha. So obviously it's not a nice thing to be classified as a Rosha. And it has also a specific halakhic implication. In the halakhic of Eidus, the Beit Yosef quotes the following Mordechai. Of a Mordechai, one of the eight Rishonim, another Rishonim, of a Mordechai turns their body. And the Mordechai says, to me, she be another of Kaveri, Nikro Rosha. We know it's a Zal phase. One who raises his hand to smite someone else, it's called a Rosha, Upopal Meidus. And so the Mordechai implication, or one of the halakhic ramifications of being a Rosha, is Psul Meidus. So somebody we know has done this, and we know he hasn't done Shubot, is Psul Meidus. And the Mordechai explains, Soros Loyla, Psul Midrachol. Now this Psul Meidus is actually only a Psul Midrachol. I'd like to look into that a little further and understand why this is saying that. And also to show another possible stuff that maybe even it's absorbed by right. Why is it saying it's absorbed by right? What is the discussion here? So let's understand what is it? What exactly are the halakhic requirements to make somebody possible late? Right, we know there's other more basic things. Obviously, if the person is a coroner, to the one being judged, or whatever, so that's the problem. But types of souls are related to Avera, to bad conduct. What types of, not everything a person does wrong necessarily is going to make him possible later. What types of bad conduct make a person possible later? So the Rambam put down the following club. For a shoy, Sulim the Aedus Minasu, one who is classified as Rosha is possible later. Shenem, are we learning the story of possible? Al Toshet Yotcho in Rosha the Yoyt Eid Chom. Do not place your hand with a Rosha as an egg. The Pia Shua, long as the blood explains his prophets, we say, Al Toshet Rosha Eid. Do not place a Rosha as an egg. So the prophet commands us, the Torah tells us, with that terminology. Do not place somebody who is a Russia as an aid. Do not give him, do not accept his aid, because he's possible aid. Somebody who is classified as Russia is possible aid. Now, what is the classic definition of this term, of Russia? What does it mean? Because it's used in a more loose type of sense.
In
this context, what is the precise halakhic parameters over here of what we mean when we say Russia? So the Rambam continues to define it. If you're Russia, somebody who has committed a sin, where the punishment for that sin, where the punishment for that avera is the punishment of malchus. Somebody who has committed that type of sin, that classifies him as a Russia. Then a Russia will pop. So if one has committed a sin which would be of a sort of lower or more lenient type of avera, which does not have the punishment of malchus, then that doesn't qualify. That doesn't classify him as Russia.
But
Malchus is the
minimum.
Yes, the Rambam is going to carry on to say. Sharia Torah, and the proof of this is the Torah itself, Kro'ah, in the Mukhid of Malchus, Russia. The overbottom, that the Torah refers to the one who is Chai of Malchus, with the terminology Russia. Shemeva, Mahoyo, in Bin Hakut, Harusha. When the one who is Harusha, he calls him Harusha. It was took him in the context of the procedure given Malchus, so the Torah refers to him as a Russia. And the Yisrael, obviously, the Inkorik Oyvah, Mokoyim Mitzvah Spacing, certainly somebody who has been Oyvah, something which is more possible, a Mitzvah Spacing, she was possible, he's certainly possible, Shenem Asher, who brush on the Muslim, there too, she's referred to in the Torah as a Rosh. So the rule the Rambam is putting down is that the person, for a person to be possible, what makes him possible? It's the classification as Rosh. What practically makes a person Rosh? The fact that the person is obliged Chayim Malchus or Achus. Malchus and Achus.
And the kind of Avera that would be Chayim Malchus.
The kind of Avera that would be Chayim Malchus. Not necessarily right. Doesn't necessarily have to be. He would get information for Malchus, maybe not with Hasra. We're not going to get into that. What type of testimony, what type of clarity do you need that he did this Avera?
Aren't most all labs virtually Chayim Malchus?
Not necessarily. There's all types of lashes, but most of lashes, there's all types of rules. There's a lot of rules which attach to Malchus, but a lot of lashes are Malchus, you're right. So, let's use this information and turn back to our Vigilator for a second. So, we know the Vigilator quoted the Mokhe and said, since the Gemara says that only one who raises his hand to smite is called a Russia, so that the Mokhe is postulated. So, the Vigilator, taking the rule of the Rambam, that when God saw Ingus apply, healed Malchus and upwards. So, because we don't sound anywhere that somebody who raises his hand to smite is called, is Chai Malchus. Never found that anywhere, so he's not called. One who raises his hand to smite is not Chai Malchus. So if he's not Chai Malchus, cannot be that he's possible to raise his hand. This is a bit okay, not be some sort of Rambam. However, there is a different way of looking at this. It's put down in the Chumash Kutchon. And he says, what? He says, he disagrees with the Vikyas. There's a mirror above the Shuddha and Rishis, it does not like the Vikyas. In fact, says the Kutchon, I'm of the opinion. Now, this Shuddha is a Sunday writer, and we can well understand why. Sharia has told them, cruel Russia. Bottom line is that the Potuk refers, the Potuk itself openly refers to somebody who raises his hand against his friend. As in Russia, in this expression, Lava Sakhar, Ayyaman of Russia, Lava Sakhar, Ayyaman. So the prophet openly refers to him as Russia. But what can you know about the Lava Sakhar should sold the Rabbot? If I do not know, by the way, Joseph's right, that it's only a sold Rabbot. So I am not of them a Motor. Where did he find it? In the Motor, it doesn't say it was the Rabbot, is it right? But you're going to ask me, as we said a second ago, that there's no Motor attached to this Avera. Mikol Lomber no Ekri Russia, but nevertheless, says Mikol Hashani, he is called a Russia. The Chichil Malchus, says Galiatus, let's look back to the fundamental Yisroel of the principle. Does it say clearly in the Torah that there has to be Malchus in order for somebody to be possible like Adolf? That it doesn't say. What the Rambam began with was that he has to be classified as Russia. Generally speaking, most of the time, what qualifies a person as a Russia? Kiev Malchus and Achus. It will buy something else that will also be described in the Lashon HaPosuk as Russia. Tikkun Lahir.
What do you think called the Tikkun of the Mahmoud? The generation of the Mahmoud?
I don't think we'll find the word Russia used over there.
Because then they were not doing things that were Hayat Malkut, but they were doing, I mean, when they say they were taking one grade of grace at a time, there's no mention of.
I don't actually think the word Russia is used, but I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say what you're saying.
There's
Khabar. Which Roy would say, that Anshay is Roy, and Roy, she doesn't say Rashad, she says Roy. Roy is the Khatoy, and Hashem Roy. Well, they might come to a point and might make it up to minutes what they say. So, then, because that Shalit, even though, generally speaking, Averis who don't have Malkus normally do not pass away, but if we'll find a case where the person is described as Russia, that could also pass away, even when I'll tell you. So, he has played a conversation with Joseph and said that one who raises his hand to smite is called Soledus Minatoya. No, that's a quick charge from Mr. Karenz, but this is a Chubbard statement from the early not the early Afro-Eve, I'm not sure it is, but it's a dollar problem.
Not
the quick charge that we have here on the shelf, we're doing a lot of the Chubbards, and it's actually, I think that's called quick charge, and this is quick charge, but I'm not going to say. Now, let's continue over one further point. Says the Rabbi Kinega, the following pitch. Even according to the Beit Joseph, that one who raises his hand to smite the Beit Joseph's Talbah is only a soldier of Mosul, because he cannot find any field Mosul over there. Says Rabbi Kinega, even the Beit Joseph will agree that one who has actually done the Hakol, he actually raised his hand to smite somebody else and did so. He actually did it. He's possible ages. You follow through the same reasoning. Lasari will tell me that we don't find any key of Malkus over there either. Says Rabbi Kinega, you know why we don't have a key of Malkus, generally speaking, for somebody who smites somebody else? Just because we know that when somebody damages another, the whole of the second of the cover, there's a whole list of tashlumin that he has to pay. There's the tsar, rupu, shemes, and boshe. There's a whole list of tashlumin that has to be paid. And it's because he has to pay, that's why there's no malchus. What would be, for example, says Rabbi Kinega, if he caused a sort of damage that you don't pay? For example, pachus mishomer kruv. Where there is no pain. Indeed, says Rabbi Kinega, there would be malchus. There would be malchus. If there would be a situation where you don't have to pay, there would be malchus. So that shows us that this love, once you've actually committed the love, but you don't do this discussing raising the hand, where you haven't done it. But when you've actually committed the love, this is a love where in principle, malchus is attached. The reason you don't always find malchus on this love is because normally it doesn't apply, because normally there's a key of tashlumin. But indeed, when there's no key of tashlumin, there is malchus.
To my situation, so I give a very mild patch, and I have 39 of the desk, but if I give a stronger patch, I have to take 10 shekels.
Yeah.
Then these two kind of. It's a little harder, right?
The logic of the lovers is that the tashlumin happens to
us. I thought the logic would have been, if I hit him so bad that he needs $2 million of doctor surgery and I don't have $2 million, but at that point I get the masters.
It doesn't really work like that in Chazal. Because in Chazal, the person's hired to pay $2 million. So he's hired to pay. He doesn't have the money, so he's not hired to pay. So, you send him to be an Eved, then raise the money, next time he gets 10 shekels, it goes to the guy. We don't really have, like sort of system that we have in secular law where somebody can't pay, so you put him in prison. No. Something like that. That doesn't teach any color. But the law is that the tashlumin sort of passes the key of mouth. So when there's a key of tashlumin, the tashlumin overrides the mouth. when there's not, when there's no tashlum, and then there is a chiyuv lavan. Therefore, Kileger shows us that in principle, but we also get the halakha from it. In principle, this love is like something else. It's a love to which love is attached. Normally, it doesn't come out practically. But in principle, it's a love to which love is attached. And therefore, everybody agrees, once the love has actually been committed, that the person is possible that Edith Minah Torah. The discussion between the Beit Yosef and the Kut HaShoni is not only on the earlier stage, when somebody has simply lifted his hand to smite but hasn't actually committed the Avera. There is one very important exception to this klal of the Psul Edith, which is quoted in the the following thing. He brings from the Marashal, well, we, when somebody is, I don't know whether we can clearly define the parameters of this idea, but when somebody is very much angered by his friend, he calls him, one person Ruben and Shimon, so Ruben calls Shimon terribly bad names and mukti all of shame, and in his anger, in his upset, so Shimon raises his hand to give him a good brother across the face and be quiet. And so, says the Bishchei Shuvah, I am Shal Shloimeh, and then show you. In Echot Chirib et Chaveri v'shem ra. If one person, let's say, Ruben angers his friend with a shame ra. But Chodar there, so Shimon gives back. Chodar there, then he calls. So Shimon turns around, and that's his name. Asher of Allah, there is certainly no question that this Shimon is over the law, not the correct behavior, it's an avera. But sorry, kapora, and he needs kapora for his behavior. Mikol moko im ein olov din rosh haklal. Says the Avshal Shlomo Echidush, that in this situation, the terminology of rosh, this classification of rosh, which now passes with ma'edus, that doesn't apply. And Avrino, rather we say, with living, rosh hak ve'ein olov oimid al tzare. That it is a type of, at least as far as this point is concerned, considering the type of audience, once we can sort of don the chas tukut, that this situation was wrong, not the right thing to do, and it's an avera, he says he needs kapara, but to classify him as a rasha that he's possible behaviors, this situation doesn't apply. So as I said, I don't know how clearly we can halakhically define the sort of what's the get it, the firois, any habits, and how they're going to decide what exactly qualifies for sufficient grounds for a don that has to put and what doesn't, but I suppose the principle of this idea is here.
There is a limit to this way.
Yeah, surely not the limit, you know, we're not going to say there's not to be a limit on the type of response.
Yes.
There are also so many sides and stuff of that more clearly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only within, and that also is going to be something that's not clearly definable, it's going to be needing to be the eyes of whoever needs to decide in this case, whether this person's possible aid or social aid, is something that needs to be weighed up. What's considered reasonable response and what's not.
Let me raise your hand to a question.
Oh, so let's come back now to that question. What about somebody who is classified as a Russia, in the Eastern Mate Amco? Does this qualification, this classification of a person who's like another, is called a Russia, does this apply to one who is smiting a Russia? So let's take a look at what the Torah Shmima says, and we're going to come back with this to the Rashi we started with. So Rashi, the possible says, Rashi, this possible says, Russia, Lama Sake Re'echo, Moshe Rabbeinu says to the one who's about to smite Russia, Lama Sake Re'echo. Why do you smite your friend? Says Rashi, your friend gives the implication that he's also a Rasha. And Rashi says, Rasha, come on, it's called, like you are a Rasha. So then his spies have a motto for them. What exactly does Rashi mean? Venerit, and the Torah Shmuel is, Kikhich. Our Pima Shekhotas, the Chulis Mabit, Chulis Chavot. The Chulis Mabit, also known as Saul, says, that the Rasha, Mutalahat. That he's permitted to smite a Rasha. Which means, Chain and Moyo is the Mate Amma. Somebody, again, one has to know who is qualified in this situation, or coming from life of nowadays, etc., etc. But in the preceding case, where we have somebody who is qualified as an Eino Oyse Vase Amso, it is permitted to smite. Being case, if we follow down this road, down this line, it is permitted to smite him.
Seven, or if you're only.
Or maybe only to I didn't look at the inside of it, because I tried to find it, but I couldn't find it, so I'm not sure. In case, if we follow down this road, she says that a makila rosha ain't a nikra rosha. It was permitted to slide the rosha. So one who does so cannot be qualified as rosha. It's permitted to do it. But it certainly can't qualify him as a rosha. So they say, according to what we know, that Hazal tell us, the Hanitzin Khan, the arguers in this puzzle, the two people involved over here, Hayu Dotha Bavir. Who was it? It was Dotha Bavir. In case, is Korah Moshe Hamake to shame Russia? If it was Dotha Bavir, so you're going to ask me a question. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu call the one and raise his hand to smite? Moshe Rabbeinu called him a Russia. Who was he about to fight? Let's say it was Dotham. I don't know which one of the two it was. Let's say it was Dotham. Who was he about to fight? Oh, Russia, Abiram! So what's the great man? What's the great shake? Why is he called the Russia? Give him the hip for Russia. So it's too much to be the Kiddush. Ah! Kolbe Yishloim, you're not all these. This all applies. Kolbe Yishloim of the Tzadi, Hamake Russia. One who's characterized as a Tzadi, he comes and hits a Russia, and that we say, on some of you, they know it's about the answer. There's no answer. He's not going to become a Russia by doing this. But one who is a Russia. But that may offer the happiest Russia. So a Russia just like a Russia is not. So the hey, the human is a cat.
Why
is it
Russia?
So the whole story is that he's. This one is they know it's about the answer, and you are. If you're like him, so. What's the great. You think there's lots of bodies, let me hear this tomorrow.
You're a tzaddik, and he's a Russia. You should have more
kashivas
in order to be.
Yeah, kashivas is the right word, but.
The schools, the machine.
Yeah, that was. What gives you the right? It's
totally
unusual.
It's more telling the person giving the pass as opposed to.
You ripped it from that. Yes. Yes. You could maybe hear a different sound, but. This is what's so good then. So, since the one giving the map over here. Was also a Russia. So we're saying that since the people over here were Rishonim, so Rashi needs now to further explain himself why he's saying the Kazi's Maitan is called a Russia. Because Maitan Russia, that isn't normally so problematic. Answers Rashi, you know what? Russia shake a money clock. He's a Russia like you're a Russia, you're both Rishon. If you're both Rishon, then the whole thing becomes awesome. So later, as though you can't wave the flag over here. Oh, he's a Russia, you know, he's the last day of the but he is also a Russia, Shekhamon's son. He's a Russia like you're a Russia. So since you're both on the same level, that's why over here it's correct to say that this Maita is a Maita. Okay, we'll stop it today.